Did they sit you down at the end of the season, your position coach, a DA or anybody, and say, look, this is what we need from you this offseason, or was it all just kind of professional and you just kind of knew what you needed to do?
If I remember correctly, DA didn't say nothing to me about this is what we need. He was just kind of talking about training and stuff in the offseason, really.
Yeah.
That was
all
it.
Matter of fact. And
yeah, really, yeah, that was it.
Has this receiving corps just made you a better player this season anyways because of the competition?
I think with me, I can only speak for myself. When you're going out trying to prove a point to yourself and to, you know, the coaching staff, I mean, every day you have to go out with the mindset to compete. If not, you know, nothing's going to happen positively for you. So just got to make it happen.
What do you attribute to your relationship and rapport with Matt McGloin to?
We like shoes.
That's fine.
We both really like shoes. I mean, last year, I knew Matt before he came in, not knowing him like personally, but I knew of him. And I kind of admired him. You know, he was a walk-on at Penn State, and he balled out. So when he got here, and I kind of found out what type of person he was, we just clicked. And then I would say what you see now is just pretty much predicated on the time that I spent with him playing scout team last year. We spent a lot of time together working scout team, and I mean, now it looks pretty good.
Does it seem like you guys clicked from that Dallas game, you know, that catch you made against
the Cowboys last year?
Oh, yeah. Until now, it seems like you guys clicked.
I mean, yeah, he likes to throw me the ball. I like to catch it. So if he keeps on throwing to me, I'm going to catch it.